Singing in the Shrouds by Nio Marsh. Read by James Saxon. Chapter 1. Prologue with Corpse. In the pool of London and farther east, all through the dockyards the fog lay heavy. Lights swam like moons in their own halos. Insignificant buildings, being simplified, became dramatic. Along the Cape Line Company's stretch of wharfage, the ships at anchor loomed up portentously. Cape St. Vincent, Glasgow. Cape Horn, London. Cape Farewell, Glasgow. The cranes that served these ships lost their heads in the fog. Their gestures as they bowed and turned became pontifical. Beyond their illuminated places, the dockyards vanished. The gang loading the Cape Farewell moved from light into nothingness. Noises were subdued and isolated, and a man's cough close at hand was more startling than the rattle of winches. Police Constable Moyer, on duty until midnight, walked in and out of shadows. He breathed the soft, cold smell of wet wood, and heard the slap of the night tide against the wharves. Acres and acres of shipping and forests of cranes lay around him. Ships, he thought romantically, were in a sort of way like little worlds. Tied up to bollards, and lying quiet enough but soon to sail over the watery globe, as lonely as the planets wandering in the skies. He would have liked to travel. He solaced himself with thoughts of matrimony, promotion, and, when the beat was getting him down a bit, of the police medal and sudden glory. At a passageway between buildings near the Cape Farewell, he walked slower.